Today we begin lesson 162 in Parshas Vayetze. We're in Perek Lamed, chapter 30. We're going to learn Psukim Lamed Aleph to Lamed Dalad, 31 to 34. In the Simonim Tanakh, we're on page 47, a little bit below the middle of the page. Pasuk Lamed Aleph.
Vayomer mo'eten loch vayomer Yaakov lo sitein li me'uma im taseh li adavor hazeh oshuva eretzonecha eshmor evor b'chol etzonecha hayom hoser misham kol set nakod v'tolu v'chol sechum baksovim v'tolu v'nakod bo'izim v'hoyoschori Vianza bitzit kasi biomachor, kisavo al schori levanecha kol asher einenu nakod vitalu boizim. Vechum baksovim gonuvu iti, vayomer lovon hein lu yehi chidvorecha.
Let's look at the psukim inside. So when Yaakov has told Lavan that he has to make some money, he has to start making a provisions for his family. So Lavan asks him in Pasuk Lamed Aleph, Vayomer, and he said, and Lavan said, Ma, what at 10 loch shall I give to you? So he thought he meant like regular wages. Vayomer Yaakov, and Yaakov said, Lo sitain li me'uma, do not give me me'uma anything, meaning don't give me anything for past work, and I'm not asking for future wages. But rather, this is what he's asking for. Im ta'aseli, if you will do for me, hadovor hazeh, this thing, but that I'm going to ask you, ashuva, I will return, ere, I will pasture, tzoncha, your flocks, I'll watch your, I'll be a shepherd for your flocks, eshmor, and I will watch them. And this is what the deal is, lamed beis. Evor bechol tzoncha, I will pass through, Bechol in all tzon cha. Tzon is means it's a general term for flocks, which includes sheep and goats. So let me pass through your flocks, Hayom today. Hoser, removing Misham from there the following. Basically, what Yaakov is going to do, generally speaking, sheep are generally white. And goats are typically dark colored. So what Yaakov is going to want as wages is the not regular looking types of sheep and goats, but the peculiar looking sheep and goats. So what would be a peculiar type of sheep? Three types. Kol se, any sheep that is nakod, nakod from the word nakuda, a spot, spotted. A white sheep, and it has dark spots around it, or vitalu, or blotches. That's a big blotch, not a spot. That's dark. That makes them peculiar from the typical purely white sheep. Vechol se, and any sheep, chum, that is brown, baksavim of the sheep. Okay, so those are the three unusual, peculiar ones. Any ones that will be born, Vitolu v'nakudba izim, and the ones that are blotched and spotted of the goats. Now here it's the opposite. Goats are usually dark colored. So if you have a white blotch or a white spot, that makes it peculiar. He couldn't say chum or brown because they already are of a brownish color. And it seems that goats don't completely turn white. So those will be the five peculiar ones. The hayoschori, and this will be schori, my wages from this day forward. Let's make it clear what he's doing here. He's saying, listen, I'm going to watch all your sheep. But before we start, all these peculiar ones, let's take them out now. Let's take them all out. And I don't want nothing to do with them. I'm going to give it to your sons. So there is right now only white sheep in the flocks and dark-colored goats. Now, from now on, any sheep that will be born that are peculiar-looking, and any goats that are peculiar-looking, they will belong to me. The ones that are already peculiar, they're not in the flocks here. I don't want you to say at the end of the day that what I'm taking are the ones that are initially separated. I don't want them at all. I'm going to watch flocks that have normal-looking white sheep and dark-colored goats. Any peculiar ones, you take it right now, give it to your sons, let them watch it. They have nothing to do with me. Now, as time passes, now what generally does happen? Generally, white sheep give birth to white goats, and to white sheep, and dark goats give birth to dark goats. The peculiar ones are usually very, very small in number. Now, if you have a peculiar looking one, it's more like, then you have a chance that they'll give birth to peculiar looking ones too. But Yaakov's not even doing that. So that's the deal. Now, why is he doing all this? So Lamed Gimel basically, so to avoid any claims of theft. The unsa be, and it will testify or answer for me, tzidkasi, my righteousness, biyom machor, in a day in the future, the future date. Because as time passes, we're going to start looking, what did I earn? So now, ki savo, when you will come, for you will come, al shori, upon my wages lefanecha, before you, and it'll come, my wages will come before you. In other words, you're going to inspect, and you're going to see, well, how much did you get? How many peculiar ones did you get? Or maybe you stole from me. So he says like this, very simple. Since we've already separated the peculiar ones, and I'm only watching the normal ones. So now, and then as time passes, when the normal sheep give birth to peculiar ones, and the normal goats give birth to peculiar ones, and that's my wages. So I'm going to, as time passes, every peculiar one I'll put separate. That's my wages. So when you're going to look at what I have at the end of the day, you say, okay, how much did you make? Well, one thing, you should only be seeing the peculiar ones. Therefore, kol asher einenu, anything you see in my flocks that I'm taking as wages, that is not nakod v'talou ba'izim, that is not spotted or blotched in the goats, that doesn't have white spots. These have to be white spots, because remember, the goats are dark. And also v'chum, and brown of the sheep, and also obviously nakod v'talo as well, spotted and blotched by the sheep. If they're not that, then ganuv hu iti, ganuv, stolen, who it is with me. Again, Yaakov only wants the peculiar ones. So from sheep, dark spots and dark blotches, or brown sheep is peculiar. And in goats, the opposite, as it were, white spots and white blotches are the peculiar ones. If you go and check at my wages, you see any others that are not that way, then you know that I've stolen it. So there's no way for us to argue about my wages. Now, this is an incredible deal for Lavan, because it looks like, what's going to happen? Well, most of the white sheep are going to give birth to white sheep, and most of the dark goats will give birth to dark goats. The peculiar ones are a very small amount. So really, it appears that Yaakov is asking for such small wages. So Lamedal Vayomer Lavan, and Lavan says, Hain, very well, good, I accept the terms. Lu, if only Yehi would be chidvarecha, like your words. In other words, I wish it's like you say, because it's a great offer for Lavan. Let's look at the questions. Ma sho'al Lavan acharei tshuvas Yaakov. What did Lavan ask after Yaakov's answer? He said, okay, tell me what I should give you. Tu targei mu'uma, anything. Ma ana Yaakov kishalovan shalom mahu rotsa bischara. What did Yaakov answer when he says, what do you want for your wages? He says, I don't want a typical wage, but a different type of payment. 4. Targem haser. Haser means remove. 5. Elu shnei minim nechlon b'shem tzon. What two types of animals are included in tzon? Tzon is flocks. It includes sheep and goats. 6. Targem nakod. Nakod is spotted. Bo'er nakod baksavim. It means the spotted one amongst the goats. Those are the peculiar ones. A kamasugi tzon gruim bikesh Yaakov shlovan yosher me'edro. How many types of inferior types of sheep did Yaakov want Lavan to remove from his flocks? 3 types. 9. Targem tolu. Tolu is blotched. 10. Bo'er tolu bakfasim. That means blotched amongst the sheep. 11. Mahitz hatseva hativi shel kvasim. What's the normal color of sheep? The normal color of sheep is white. 12. Targem chum. Chum is brown. 13. Bo'er chum bakvasim. It means the brown ones of the sheep. 14. Elu shlosha sugi kvasim bikesh Yaakov shel ben yosher me'edro. What? 3 types of sheep did Yaakov ask Laban to remove from the flocks? The spotted, white, dark spots, dark blotches, and brown. 15. Ma'at seva hativi shel se'or ha'ez. What's the natural color of the hair of a goat? Dark, black, or brown. 16. Ba'er nakod ba'izim. Explain that. It means the white dotted of the goats. 17. Ba'er tolu ba'izim. It means the white blotched of the goats. 18. Ela shnei suge izim bikesh Yaakov shlovan yasser medra. What two types of goats did Yaakov ask Laban to remove from the flocks? The ones with white spots and white blotches. 19. Aim aksavim shayu kfar nekudim bikesh Yaakov bischaro. Did Yaakov want the sheep that were already spotted? Did he want those that were already there as his wages? No, because those are to be removed. He doesn't want them at all because Laban will think that he's stealing them. 20. Haim ha'isim shayu kfar nekudim bikesh Yaakov bischaro. Did Yaakov want the goats that were ready? Did he want the goats that are spotted, the actual ones now, did he want as a wage? No, he doesn't want them already, that were already. 21. Did Yaakov want the sheep that were already blotched as a wage? No. 22. Did Yaakov want the goats that were already blotched as wages? No. 23. Did Yaakov, the brown sheep that were already brown sheep, did he want his wages? No, he didn't want any of them that are here now. Separate and get rid of them. 24. What did Yaakov suggest to do with all the spotted sheep that were already in Lavan's flocks? To separate them and put them somewhere else? 25 might say Yaakov lasim kolak fasim atluim shoyu kfar bedra shalavan. What did Yaakov suggest to do with all the sheep that are blotched already in Lavan's cattle that he has there? That to separate them and put them in a separate place? 26 might say Yaakov lasim kolak fasim achoma shoyu kfar bedra shalavan. What did Yaakov say to do with all the sheep that were brown already in the flocks, to put them in a separate flock? 27. What did Yaakov suggest to do with the goats that were spotted already? Put them in a separate flock. 28. What did Yaakov suggest to do with the goats that were blotched already? He said, put them in a separate group. 29. Targem va'onsa. Onsa means, and they will testify or answer clearly. 30, Tagei Mochar, tomorrow or in the future. 31, Ketzad Hizber, Yaakov Lovin, Ketzad Yochiach, Hatzedek Shol Bischar Shikach. How does Yaakov explain to Lovin how he'll prove his righteousness when it comes to his wages? He says, any animal that is not meeting the criteria of the peculiarities that I listed, if you see any of them that are not peculiar, then you know they are Ganuv. 32, Targem Ganuv, stolen. 33. What did Yaakov say? If will be found in his shop, in his final group of flocks, that's his payment, goats that are not spotted or blotched, what does he have to say about them? They're stolen. 34. What did Yaakov say to Lovin? If he'll find in his profit of flocks sheep that are not spotted, blotched, or brown, they are stolen. 35. Did Yaakov, did Laban accept the offer that Yaakov made as wages? Yes. Madua, why? Because it's a great deal for him, because the likelihood of non-peculiar flocks giving birth to peculiar animals is very low, so Yaakov will get a very low wage. 36. Targem Lu. Lu means, if only, I wish, if only it would be that way. Let's look at the Pesukim inside. Pasuk Lamed Aleph. Vayomer mo'eten loch vayomer Yaakov lo sitein li me'uma im tase li hadover haze oshuva eret zonecha eshmor evor bechol zonecha hayom oser misham kol se nakod v'tolu v'chol se chum baksovim v'tolu v'nakod ba'izim v'yoschori Please spend a few minutes going over today's lesson and a few minutes going over lesson 161. Have a great day.